Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach December 3rd and 4th. Among those performing, Jack White, Muse, Jimmy Eat World, Machine Gun Kelly, and more. Don't miss out because the beach is filling up. Purchase tickets now at odysseybeachfestival.com. That's odysseybeachfestival.com.
As we kick off this Tuesday, and we'll have Kyle Krabs join us to talk some serious Miami Dolphin talk here in about 15 minutes from now. Have you ever seen anything like such a big game on Sunday that was so big for both the Patriots and the Jets? And then the way the game ends up being won and lost for the two teams, that punt return, 85-yard punt return with 6 seconds left, just a crazy finish. Hell, those just don't happen. I mean, we go years without something crazy, crazy like that happening. And then all the drama that's hit New York in the last 24 to 36 hours with their young quarterback's been on a hall pass. He has, well, you know, they got to get some players around him. Well, he's got talent. Second overall pick from BYU, and he's our guy, and he's got some serious talent and all these things, too. Has just an awful game. I mean, they broke his throws down yesterday. I saw some of the should-have-been interceptions that were dropped, but the one-hoppers, and then they kept playing. The comment about the defense, did you let your defense down after the way they played? And he said, no. And soon as I heard it, I went, ooh, this is not going to go over. Like, the quarterbacks always either take all the responsibility or most of it when things aren't going well. And
Joe, the offense in the second half had 2 total yards.
Yeah, no, I did.
I mean, that is...
They did a breakdown of, like, how many inches that was. And, yeah, it was terrible. It was bad.
And then for Zach Wilson himself, he's 23rd in total QBR at 45.2. 34 out of 34 in completion percentage. I mean, this is a defense that is going to rank up there at the end of the season, one of the better defenses in the league. And they're kind of going by that same strategy, the Rex Ryan strategy from years ago, where Mark Sanchez wasn't very good, but he wasn't terrible. At this point, Zach Wilson's playing terrible. So yeah, the defense, and everyone's paying for it at this point. And now, if Zach Wilson, I know he's a rookie, Garrett Wilson, I get it. But if Zach Wilson loses some of those top receivers on that team, he's done.
Well,
there's no confidence in the guy.
Yeah, it was just, it was a crazy day. And the comments from your rookie wide receiver to the unnamed sources, that's such a Jets thing too, isn't it? The unnamed sources in the locker room. The disgruntled players, I don't want to play with this guy, and all those things. But, I mean, this thing went from, like, Robert Saleh, what a great job this guy has done to, I mean, they're even taking shots at him, going, hey, I haven't had a chance to – no, I'm not doing anything right now, to going, well, I looked at everything and I've listened to some people. I may have to make a change at quarterback. Just a crazy turnaround for a team that's still – 6-4, just outside the playoffs right now, was playing for a chance to be number one in the AFC East, to let things get this bad. Now, it is a quarterback position, so it gets down to this. It really does. Because we went through this with Tua, same thing. And I don't know if they can turn it around because they don't have Mike McDaniel, and we do. But, so, do you worry about hurting his confidence, whatever amount of games he's 20 games or so that he's played in. And you figure if you bench him, so there's a lot of people say you bench him, he's done. You just ruined him. And he needs to play through this. And others will say, wait a second. We got a really good team. You owe it to that defense and the rest of the team to play the best guy that gives you a chance to win. That's all that matters. It's not about, because we did that. We're right. Like, hey, play the best guy, man. And Ryan Fitzpatrick was the best guy, period, at the time and under the circumstances of what you had playing offensively. And so it's an interesting one on what you do. And I've seen it both ways. I've seen it both ways where literally Zach Wilson going, all right, he's getting growing pains. We're going to keep going until he gets it turned around. Sorry, guys, you didn't get turned around. And we just wasted a great year defensively. Right. I don't have an answer. I've seen it both ways. And I'm really curious because this is Robert Saleh who took that head coaching job. This is why you get paid the big bucks.
Correct.
For stuff like this. Not just – and now they're calling him out a little bit for being a little too attached, like Brian Flores,
mm-hmm.
to his defense and not being a head coach because that came up yesterday. And some were going to say, if we're not winning games, Mike's a little too – you know, he's calling plays with the offense. Always seems like he's with Tua. Same thing would have happened, right? But our situation has worked out, even though the defense, you still like to see them play better. Still not where they need to be. I think they're 21st in total D. That's not a number we were talking about before the year started.
Boy, if I'm a Jets fan, I'm hoping that they make a quarterback move this week because you don't want this season.
Oh, I think most fans are like Vladdy yesterday.
Right. But yeah, but Vladdy yesterday also said not to bench Zach Wilson. That he struggled, he's going to be okay, he's fine. Like
I thought he was the other one.
No, Vladdy kind of was like, listen, it's a struggle, it's fine, you're 6-4. No one thought we'd be here at 6-4. That's kind of the mentality of some of the fans, and I think that's where the issue is because you're 6-4.
Which way would you go on this?
I'm putting in Mike White. You're 6-4, your defense is really good. Zach Wilson has struggled. Zach Wilson has not played well. It's one thing if he had one bad game
This was an all-time bad
This
game.
Was all-time yeah. bad.
He's had some good. He had, last time he played the Patriots, he put up some good.
But has he had a good season?
No.
No, he hasn't had a good season at all. And I'm not saying that Mike White's going to come in here and be Dan Marino. I don't think that's going to happen either. But if he gives you or Joe Flacco.
You're not allowed to say that name when you're making a point. So
Ken O'Brien.
There you go.
Okay, so if I don't think he's going to come in here and be Ken O'Brien and be this Jets, you know, unbelievable quarterback.
Savior,
quarterback, whatever the case may be, you're 6-4. If you win that game last week and don't give up a punt return like that, you're the 2 seed in the AFC and you're on top of the AFC East. Now you're 6-4 and you're outside the playoff hunt. You're right on the outside. You're in the hunt, but you're on the outside. You can't waste this. Who knows if the Jets are going to be good again next year? What happens if something happens?
So I'm sitting down here in South Florida like you're. You know what I really care about? Because I really don't care about the Jets.
No, me either. I hope they lose the rest of the season.
But I got to tell you, it is so fun to not only see them lose, but to see drama. I just love to see it be somebody else. Listen, we've had our share of dysfunction down here. And I want to thank Mike McDaniel for getting rid of it, not allowing it. Blind to it, doesn't care who almost was the coach, doesn't care who went after other guys to take Tua's place, doesn't care. Not looking to get the story, not looking to join the gossip club. Mike McDaniel is here to win friggin' games and take advantage of his only opportunity to be a head coach. And it's so nice to get rid of all that drama. Because we were drama queens too down here. And now to see these guys go through it
yep.
and whatever still to come, because there could be more unnamed sources or the new thing, like somebody's tweet. That's another real popular one now. Oh, you liked it, huh? You might as well have said it. Really?
So,
I don't even know how to like. So anyway.
What happens if Mike White starts this week, they win the game, and he plays well?
He keeps playing.
Zach Wilson's done. He's finished.
He's not done.
He's finished with the Jets.
No.
What, you don't think so?
No.
If Mike White comes in here and plays well even the rest of the season?
No way.
Oh,
somebody got to walk right up to the owners.
To Joe Douglas, the GM.
And say, so the second overall pick, 2 drafts. and we're doing it again? No way. It's got my name on it. No way. Not going to happen. He's not done.
Mike White's a better quarterback than
Zach Wilson. I think, I'll tell you what, not only that, coordinator will be gone. Quarterback coach and everybody else around him will be gone before they can't give up after a year and a half of watching this guy play. Okay. Zach, they can't.
Why not?
Mike White's had his chances too. Now he's had some turdy games.
I get it.
And he's a local kid. I like him, rooting for him, but he had his good time and then he had his real bad time. In case you forgot the games.
I get it.
And I get they like him. And I think they want him to start. I don't think they want Flacco to start. I think they want
Mike White
to start. Great name, my head coach at Cal. But you're first, man. You're damn near the first overall pick
in the draft.
Zach, you can't.
Why? Other teams have given up on first overall picks.
How this quickly?
What, in 2
this
years?
Quickly?
So after 3 years, maybe not two.
Well, this is halfway through the second year.
Yeah, and look how bad he's playing.
You can't get rid of
him. They're ready to bench this guy how bad he's playing.
Look, man, you're doing that quick cancel thing right now.
What do you always call the National Football League? Not for long.
Not for long.
Right. You're 1.5 years in, and they don't know if they've got their quarterback yet.
What do you think about his chances of he's done because of this game, which was a terrible
game?
Not
just this game.
I don't know. If I were the Jets, I'd probably offer Mike McDaniel a lot of money, try to bring him in.
Right. We're not letting him go.
Fix the situation with the quarterback.
Okay, that's a different story.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't really give up on a guy this quickly. But
I'll tell you what.
I wouldn't.
He's got a lot to learn. And by the way, not just physically. He doesn't handle
himself very well. He doesn't, you know, his press conferences suck.
But both think he's a good quarterback then?
No, I didn't say he's a good quarterback.
Okay, well, then what?
I wasn't sure Tua was a good quarterback after year two.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't think you can give up on a guy.
That's
he's being mishandled by his coach.
And you didn't know, and nobody else knew how good after 2 years.
All right, so then you're going to fire Robert Saleh and bring in someone else. Because that's what happened here.
Well, this is exactly what they did to Tua for a couple of years.
Right, they got rid of Brian Flores and all the offensive coordinators. They brought in another guy.
Jets need to put some weapons around
a lot
this
of guys
guy.
Like that kid from BYU, though. Oh, that day he did his pro day and he rolled out to his left and threw it back 70 yards and hits a dude in stride going down and everybody went, that's it. That's a second overall throw right there.
Right.
The good-looking dude from BYU that's banging his mom's best friend. He's a guy.
Think about the last couple drafts, Joe.
You shouldn't say that. Woody, can you get rid of what I just said there, that part?
Oh, really?
Think about quarterbacks drafted in the last 4 or 5 years.
I'm not dumb. I like that.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. We need to go through the list of number one, number two, number three, number four overall picks.
That happened last second year?
After 2 years?
No, but Joe's
they were done.
Because you could have given up on two just
quick.
As easily.
You're a little quick out of starting blocks on this one.
Absolutely, because that's what the league is about. You got to win. You got to wait forever for Zach Wilson to become a good quarterback?
Got 5 years.
You're going to wait 5 years on Zach Wilson?
He's got 5 years. He's got a 5-year contract.
Right, but I'm not waiting 5 years to see if Zach Wilson's a guy or not.
You can't wait 5 years.
If you hire and you find a Mike McDaniel kind of guy?
Right, so you got to fire the entire coaching staff to keep Zach Wilson.
You keep wanting to fire everybody.
Robert Saleh can't stay there.
Guys.
Robert Saleh can't stay there. If he benches Zach Wilson.
Listen, and we're not getting rid of our guy. He's staying.
Oh, my God, never. Why? Why is that even thrown out there?
But, yeah. We got a great example right here in our backyard, but you apparently don't want to hear the one with Tua.
Oh, yeah, but they got rid of the entire coaching staff.
Well, they may. I don't know about Saleh going because I don't think they'll.
But they got rid of Flores. They got rid of Flores. They got rid of the entire offensive coaching staff to fix their quarterback.
They got rid of Flores for other reasons, man.
But everyone left.
Just to fix
everyone's gone. The head coach is gone. The offensive coordinators are gone, all 2.5 of them.
They're not gone.
Everyone's gone.
One's still there. Running back coach still there.
Okay, so he's a running backs coach.
We still have a few coaches, but.
Then you got a clean house of up top.
All right.
To see if Zach Wilson's the guy.
Zach Wilson.
That's what you want to do?
He ain't done.
Okay.
You tell me he won't start another game with the Jets.
Mike White comes in here and plays good for the next 2 games. Zach Wilson won't start another game for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Outside of injury. I'd like to put that caveat there.
I will be shocked.
I think the guy starts this weekend, doesn't he?
Zach Wilson's not starting.
He might be in a little trouble.
What do you do? No, but this is exactly what they did with Tua. They pulled the same crap with him. You can't do this to these young guys, man. Like, not everyone's as mentally tough as the guys that played in your day.
All right, we had guys who didn't do well with it. My roommate didn't do well with
it. Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
My roommate started drinking two beers at a time.
Huh? You think he'll ever bounce back if you bench him? No. Like, the fact that Tua has bounced back from all the stuff that he went through is miraculous. That's why this coach is like, I mean, he's automatically coach of the year regardless what happens.
So the other, well, he's got to win some more games.
If they lose out, he's still coach of the year.
Well, he'll be in consideration no matter what.
But I will tell you, this style, people are seeing it, talking about it, going, wow. There are a lot of guys going, wow, this thing Mike McDaniel has done with his coaching staff.
He's the new blueprint, man. I mean, the guy in L.A. that everyone wanted to be like, that guy sucks. His team's terrible.
I don't disagree. Hey, we got to go to break, man. We're running super late on Kyle Crabb's time right now. We'll talk some more about the Miami Dolphins and just sit back and really enjoy what's going on with the New York Jets. I want to tell you about Nasaria for just a second. Nasaria Health and their proven hormone replacement therapy program I've been on for months and months. Man, so they asked me, I go down there and said, man, I am just dragging tired. And I've tried vitamins and I'm trying all these things and I am just dead. I get off the radio and I want to sleep all day. And so I met with Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nasaria Health, one of the great doctors we have here in South Florida. And he said, hey, what's the goal? So he said, let's get the blood work done. Got the blood work done right away. And then I gave him my goals. He put me on the program. I said, listen, first of all, I'm tired all the time. Listen, I want more of a sex life. I want to lose some weight. I mean, I gave him a list, man. And I got to tell you, it took about a month to really kick in, but it's been fantastic. I can't thank those guys enough. I just want you to get more out of your life, especially the fourth quarter of life. If you're into your 60s or late 50s, to really enjoy yourself and have more energy for the weekends and at night to do stuff, chase that little wife or girlfriend around, call the folks at Nasaria Health today. They got the perfect program for you. It's safe the way they do it. Doc, going to make sure everything you do is the right way. Just go to 786-305-6337. That's 786-305-6337. Or minus area doc.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come to learn more and tell them Joe sent you.
Crystal ball, you know? You shine it and it still doesn't work. Nothing's changed with Byron, but we'll continue to be hopeful and optimistic. And then you snuck another thing in there?
Keon Cross and just covered.
So that's one thing. Yeah, he's a guy that you don't, it's that same deal. He had a shoulder that would make most pretty up in the air for, you know, a 2-week recovery game. I've learned to not count Keon out. He's both a very committed professional and also a freak of a healer, so we shall see. But he's done a lot of work in the time that we have been away, and will continue to do so to try to make it to Sunday. And if he doesn't, then he'll hopefully be ready to go for the next week. But
clarify on Byron, I know you said at the end, hopeful and optimistic. Is that hopeful and optimistic that he will play this calendar year or this season?
Yeah. I'm generally just a hopeful and optimistic person. But yes, I was specifically hoping and being optimistic towards his play and goodwill and his family's health and all of those things as well.
Oh, Mike McDaniel winning the press conference once again. Joe, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Once again, Kyle Crabb is going to join us here. The Locked on Fins podcast. He's from the Draft Network. Follow him on Twitter, also at Grinding the Tape. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Kyle, we're doing great, man. And I think you'd agree, we couldn't handpick a team to play coming out of the bye week better than the one we have. Would you agree with the Texans?
Yeah, man. I was ready to... And I'm sure the Dolphins themselves would disagree with this. I was ready to see the Dolphins play the Texans probably last Tuesday. That's how ready I was for the Dolphins to play their next game. But hey, get a little bit of time away, get a chance to refresh, kind of reset, hopefully get the bodies fresh for the stretch run here. And now it sounds like Lovie Smith, the Texans head coach, is leaving the door open for potentially a quarterback change this week. It was something that he said with his – Monday press availability that we need to do a lot of things different, and we're open to how we're going to get there when asked specifically about it. So, all of that flux for this Dolphins team with a talent advantage is certainly the recipe you like at home coming out of the bye.
All right, Kyle, let's jump into the Jason Sanders situation. So far, he's not had a great season, but it hasn't really hurt the Miami Dolphins. It hasn't been a factor. 0-for-3 on 50-plus. A missed 29-yard field goal, now missed 3 extra points. Would you have brought somebody in to get him ready on the practice so he could see somebody else kicking with him every day? Or I like this way of doing it. Like, Jason, you're our guy. Go out and kick it, and let's get this thing straightened out. What do you think?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because that position, you can very quickly get to a snowballing effect where if you start bringing other guys in, you know, does that make whatever the situation is worse? And it sounded like Jason Sanders himself said that he has identified a technical detail with his kicking that needs to get fixed in order for the accuracy to be back. He kind of stated that he still feels like he's striking the ball well, and it's a matter of getting that technical thing fixed as compared to anything else. So that's either true or not true, and I guess we're going to find out with the way that they've handled it. With one thing's going to happen first. Either Jason's going to fix the technical issue in his kicks, or it's going to cost the Dolphins in a big game. And if that is the outcome that does come down the line, then I would imagine this conversation will only further heat up, if not accelerate, to the point of which we're asking about bringing other kickers in.
All right. Kyle, I want to ask you about the linebacker play, Jerome Baker and Landon Roberts. Have they graded out to you? Because I know you're a big Duke Riley fan as well. Should Duke get more playing time over, you know, one of those guys, or are those guys grading out better than maybe it looks?
So what's interesting about the way that the Dolphins have constructed their linebacker core is I think there's definitive strengths and weaknesses in personnel situations for all three of those guys. And if you were going to run with a traditional Sam, Mike Will linebacker with three linebackers, you could probably fill out your starting three with that trio and feel good about them filling specific roles. You know, Jerome's spent some time up on the line of scrimmage. He can drop into coverage if you want to put him over tight ends. Elandon is your definitive inside linebacker, although I don't know that he's got the true sideline-to-sideline speed to play like an old-school 4-3 Mike. And then you got Duke Riley, who can run like the wind. And but with the Dolphins having the kind of depth that they have in their safety room, and maybe not so much now without Brandon Jones, and then also with the depth that they have on the front, the instances in which you're going to get three guys on the field is tough. So I think it's probably more of a week-to-week basis thing. Does it make more sense to have a third safety? Does it make more sense to have Duke? Does it have more sense to make Elandon in any of those situations for down and distance? You know, is it first and goal from the two, or is it third and 12 on the minus 35? And those are the situations in passing downs. I think you're really benefiting yourself by having Duke Riley out there because of the range that he has and then the explosiveness, where if you do want to trigger him and have him add on to the pass rush, he has that ability to get home, even though he's not as powerful to run through contact as a pass rusher, some of the other guys.
Which part of the defense and the numbers overall, you know, only four interceptions, 20 sacks, giving up 24 a game. I think overall the defense is 21st right now. What number needs to change, get better over these last seven games? Give me a number or two or an area.
Yeah, so I think with the personnel, especially on the back end and the secondary, for the last 2 years, the secondary has been the identity of the defense, and they've liked to lean on. And you saw it the last couple of weeks. You know, you get into third downs and money downs, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to play cover one man, and we're going to lock up across the board and play man coverage. But I think on early downs, you're seeing a lot of more softer coverages this year. So instead of sacks, I'm going to come back to one thing, turnovers. This team has feasted off turnovers the last two seasons defensively, and it has been very boom or bust this season. So you can play bend, don't break football as long as you steal a couple possessions and turn the ball over. So for me, that's the biggest point of emphasis, and we had to punch out against the Browns. Bradley Chubb was really close to raking out a football on a sack against Jacoby Brissett. Find a way to get a couple turnovers a game. At least turn the ball over at a higher rate than what you have through the first 10 games. And I think that gives you the potential to stylistically not get into a place where you're uncomfortable, but also gives you a chance to cut down on all of the other metrics that you were talking about, Joe.
I wanted to ask you, Keon Cross, and it's going to be close whether he can play or not, and they've been a little shorthanded. I gotta tell you, man, Justin Bethel, for a guy supposed to just be a flyer at age 33, I've been shocked. You know, usually put a guy that's a special teams guy out there and he gets exposed. This guy's really done a nice job in man-to-man coverage, and they go after him. They see him out there and go, hey, special teams guy out there, let's go after him. Old number 20 has been really solid. Do you continue to play him while he's playing at this level?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think you, you're getting unexpected returns for a player who, you know, was added on to be a team's guy and you know, play on kick coverages. And you certainly get the feeling that he's excited about being out there defensively and enjoying himself being out there defensively. So I'm all for the Crossing or for Keon Crossing too. But Justin Bethel has been the biggest surprise of the defensive backs that were brought in as veteran players. I'd, of course, qualify that with Cater Kohu being the UDFA and a rookie, but of the guys who you kind of thought you knew what you were getting when you signed him, Justin Bethel has by far been one of the biggest outperformers of that baseline of expectation.
Kyle, the old but always story to talk about in the offensive line, the five that are out there, Austin Jackson being the sixth guy at this point. Until something happens, we're sticking with that, right? I know we've talked about this for a couple weeks now since Austin Jackson's kind of made his maneuver back here to get back onto the 53. But do you stick with that, or do you give Austin Jackson his position back at right tackle, or do you move him back to left guard if you think that's his best position?
And I wish I had some conviction here on the right way to play this. Right. You know, Coach McDaniel he was pretty direct and said, we view Austin as our long-term starter at right tackle. And that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for misinterpretation. But, you know, is it we are going to, as soon as we feel like we're ready to push play, he's immediately going back in. He's the long-term starter, but the benefits of the chemistry of the unit dictates that we don't make a change unless we feel like we have to right now based on how the line is performing. I got no clue.
Yeah.
I would imagine if that's their long-term outlook, I would imagine they'll probably hesitate to move him to left guard unless there's an emergency that would prompt that. And then the question just becomes, when do they feel ready that Austin gives you better play than what Brandon Schell has?
Well, we want to ask you about the hot topic right now. We really enjoy it because it's usually us. So we love seeing it with the Jets right now after that game and the Zach Wilson spilling over to the head coach and that mess that they have offensively and quarterback not taking any responsibility after the game. What happens to Zach Wilson going forward?
If I were in the building, this would be the last year that we'd be seeing Zach Wilson with the C on his chest, and unless I just can't find a partner to move him at all, this would be his last year. Man, it's one thing to live with bad play by a young player, to say, well, he's got to continue to get better. Well, you know, the Patriots defense, he didn't want to turn the ball over. They've turned the ball over against him a ton in all the other games that they've played. You can usually live with that. But when you get up in front of the podium, and it wasn't just the fact that he said no when he was given the question of, do you feel like you let the defense down at all? It wasn't just the fact that he said no. It was how he said no. It was definitive. It was very sudden. It was his body language. I'm like, holy cow, dude. Like, you're the quarterback of the team. You're a captain of the franchise. You're the face of the franchise. And you're that quick to absolve yourself. And even earlier when he was asked about the body language of the wide receivers and them being frustrated, part of his answer was to say, well, they do things that I don't like too, so it cuts both ways. Stop, man. You're an NFL quarterback. It's a joke. So, yeah, it's one thing to play badly, and we've seen a young quarterback who's struggled at times through certain games with unideal circumstances and against good teams, and that doesn't have to be the end of the story for Zach Wilson, but it's more of what happened after the game for me that's like, I can't go to war with you, dude. I don't want to play with you, and I wouldn't want to play with him if I was a Jets player.
Yeah, there are probably a lot of guys feel that way. You don't really believe, though, he's not going to start again for at some point. Second overall pick in his second year.
Oh, he'll get shot somewhere else.
You don't think he'll start the Jets again? That's a bad.
If you're Robert Saleh, how do you look this team in the face and say that Zach Wilson right now gives you the best chance to win? And then on top of that, let's not forget, this is the New York media.
Right.
The moment you sit him down for Joe Flacco, is that not the point of no return? How are you going to sell that to the fan base next year?
Right.
How are you going to tell that owner you drafted that guy second overall and you're giving up on him halfway through the second year? Good luck on that one. Well, somebody better get in here that can coach his ass up, because I heard about how great he was coming out of BYU. Boy, unless you are that down on that guy and he is that clueless off the football field about taking responsibility.
What if you lose the locker room?
No, the locker room has a lot to say about it. You're right.
It does. Mm.
Yeah, it's a crazy one, but God, it's so good to see in the bigger picture that it's
really
the Jets
really
going through
it.
Yeah, I hate to
see
it.
Well, I hope they stay committed to Zach for another 10 years. How's that? It's all in, guys. Well, all in.
I'm with you there.
Oh,
I think,
man.
Right.
Oh, listen, you are too funny. That's God. Funny. Hey, always great having you, man.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, and we didn't even get into all the Tua stuff. We're gonna give it a break for next week, but I want to say. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your good friends, Andy and Susan, who are big fans of yours and great people. Really enjoy being with them. I want them, if they're listening out there, to have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Well, Joe, I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, Kyle Krabs at Grinding the Tape on Twitter, the Locked On Fins podcast, and from the Draft Network, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood.
Damn, Hotline. Zach, he went all Zach.
He was worse than me.
Yeah, he's like, forget the football, man. Right. I'm done. He didn't like his answer.
Find another team. He will not play for the franchise anymore.
Oh,
how about that?
I want somebody to go sell another high draft pick quarterback. Go tell the owner that.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Two overall. Yeah, it does stink.
GM's going, we're not giving up on, no way. Hey, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Oh, I talk about those trained and certified technicians and 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week, take care of all your air conditioning problems. But it's the plumbing part of the company I want to talk about, too. We got some of the best plumbers in the industry right here in South Florida working 7 days a week. For all your daily plumbing problems that you have that you can't fix yourself and you need somebody to come out quickly, including a Saturday or Sunday. And yes, we are the water heater kings of South Florida. We got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters. We don't have to order them. We have them in stock. We have them in the building. Same day installation. That's our goal every day. Same day installation. Get rid of that old beat up water heater. Get that hot water quickly for you with that new high efficiency water heater that we're going to get for you. Same day installation is the goal. Financing plans to help you. Just go to 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER. Family owned. Eric, Mike, and Chippy ready to take good care of you. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing at 855-PLUMBER. Tell them Joe sent you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, quickly. Guys. Yeah, we went a little long there. You guys have been fighting over the Jets all morning.
What a great one.
So we have our first ever pickleball card that has been released by Leaf Trading Cards. You can order this thing right now. It's a signed card from some girl who is apparently like the best pickleball player.
That's just what I want. A card from somebody I have no idea who she is, right, in a sport that I don't care for.
Catherine Parenteau. She's supposed
Parenteau.
To be.
She's really good.
What?
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah.
Do you really?
No.
Oh. Anyway, so the card's not expensive. It's $20, man. So I'm gonna get one, just because they said, like, apparently the first frisbee golf card they printed, like the frisbee golf player, they said it's like the card blew up, like it's done very well. So I'm gonna pick one of these up here, Leaf Trading Cards.
Get one, Joe.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. People just buy anything.
Well, remember we talked about getting in early on something. This is you can do it right here.
Well, speaking of people that buy anything, Bob Dylan, I guess, is a singer of some sort.
You're such a clown. You're a real ass clown. Go ahead.
He had a book come out here, and, you know, usually when guys have a book come out, you can get a signed copy of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm still I asked Dave Hyde to sign his book for me, by the way. I said, don't worry about having Jimmy sign. I just want the Dave Hyde signature.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm waiting on that. So Bob Dylan had 900 signed books that he was selling for $599, which is, you know, pretty expensive for a signed book, right? The book started coming out here, and everyone noticed that the signatures looked a little bit different, this and that. There were some issues with it. The publisher came out and said that the books were not really signed by him.
They were all
phonies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bob Dylan on drugs, Bob Dylan off drugs. I didn't know where you were going on that.
But anyway, not a good look for Simon & Schuster, who are like big publishers. You've heard of them, right?
Yeah.
You read in the
yeah,
bathroom.
Yeah, a lot. I read every sports right. page there is. Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, we had a little issue with those, little fraudulent signed books.
Everybody must get stoned.
Is that his song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, listen to that in the car today. A couple of relationship updates here. Did you see who was at the Chargers game on Sunday?
I did.
A little clip for you here, a little heckling action.
Hey Laura, that's what you doing? You with the boy Mike, son? You a clown, mother? Ain't you? You told us a mother, honey.
A little heckling.
The guy was really bothered. Like, you hit all-time low.
Wow.
You and a kid, when you know your ex-husband play with Michael, that's wrong.
Cold.
That is wrong. You broke some kind of code.
Wow.
You got to admit, it's ridiculous.
I think it's so funny.
I mean, it is kind of. But like, so the kid's sitting there. He's got a Jordan hat on. Like, it's just, the whole thing's a joke, man.
The video's great.
It is one of the strangest things of all time. That Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, who don't exactly, were one of the greatest combination to play ever with the Bulls and win all those championships. Now they don't like each other because of the documentary. And that Michael's kid is now dating his ex-wife. It's just friggin' weird. She's like 48.
She's a mean-spirited woman to do this. I mean, this, like, out of all the people, she is hot, but.
Man, it is cold.
Yeah, like, it's horrible.
Like, I know there are guys, and I've seen guys date other guys as soon as that work together, and I always liked her, you know, I'm seeing your ex-wife, and or worse than that, I'm banging your wife while you guys are married, and it breaks up. But this one is bad, man. This is bad.
All right, another
relationship
news.
She does look good, though.
She does look good.
That's a good-looking late 40-year-old lady.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker. Have called it a quits here.
Devin Booker, you should pick him up in fantasy now.
Kevin,
right through the season now.
Devin Booker.
Kendall Jenner, of course, the daughter of Joe's boyhood hero, Bruce Jenner.
You know, I did like Bruce Jenner when he was the decathlon champion.
I know, you told me about Olympic that many times. You said I used
did
to look
know
up to
that,
him as a boy.
I know
was a boyhood hero of yours.
Bruce Jenner was pretty cool at the time.
I'm sure he's still cool.
Considered the greatest athlete and. All that stuff.
All right. Finally here.
Did a lot of changing.
Finally here. We had ESPN extend the TV rights of another league. Did you guys see this?
No.
I would be blown away if you could tell me what the IFOCE is.
No
idea.
Something with fishing.
IFOCE.
No
fishing?
Idea.
The International Federation of anything?
No.
CE?
Competitive eating.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man.
The hot dog contest will be on ESPN up until 2029. They had a nice rights deal extension.
Sure they get good ratings for that. A lot of people watch that.
Yeah, I watch it. We had an incident this year.
You don't watch July 4th hot dog eating
Not
contest?
A fan.
Well, there was an incident this year. Some protesters stormed the stage.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
Joey Chestnut put that ass. You see what he did? He put a headlock, man. He said, no way, man.
Get away from his
got his record.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan of
Joey Chestnut's a tremendous athlete.
Some
guy
amazing amount of food
and
real
set
fast.
The record. That's just fantastic.
He's an American hero.
American hero.
By the way, very nice guy. I met him in person, so.
Oh, he's nice to you. He's a nice guy. If he'd have blown you off, you'd have been calling him a piece of today like you could have, right? All right. We've got the.
You only curse when I'm here. Did you do this while I was off?
No.
I said piece of crap, right?
Yeah, sure.
8 o'clock hour's coming up, Woody.
Great.
We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning.
Looking forward to it, Joe.
And just tell you're all fired up about being back. We got to take a quick break. Stay with us. We're back for 8 o'clock hour, including Mark Ross from NFL Network and Mark Vandermeer will join us at 9 o'clock. We'll go the good old days with the Miami Hurricanes. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.